Listen to this Ross report for all the updates. Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and you're listening to the Ross Report podcast, the official podcast of the New England Patriots. It's the last Friday of 2006 right here at Gillette Stadium, and today we have Paul Perillo and Andy Hart talking about what's going on with the Patriots and even some playoff predictions.
Thanks, Lori. This week's roster report doesn't really have a ton of transactions. Matter of fact, we have zero transactions, Andy, so let's kind of look at the Tennessee Titans, figure out who's going to play, who's not going to play. Obviously, we'll start at the top. Tom Brady. Took a big hit last week, obviously. Missed some practice time during the course of the week. In or out?
In. I think he starts, plays for a short portion in the first half, somewhere there, and then Castle comes in. Obviously, Castle was pretty open about saying he took all of the reps on Wednesday. And I think the interesting thing is everybody says he, you know, questioning whether Brady practices or not because of the hit. Well, if you want to go by the rules and the technicality, he's on the injury report with a right shoulder injury probable, as he's been for 2+ years now. So the back doesn't really come into play there on, you know, again, if you take the injury report for what it's worth.
But you know what's funny about that is I really don't think there's any foul play at work here, because I think he probably will play. And I do think the injury is probably to his right shoulder.
To the back of his right shoulder?
Oh, yeah. I think it's probably
the
right shoulder.
Yeah, I'm sure there's not that much there.
So I really think, you know, just kind of coincidental, I do think this is an actual injury, unlike the last 3+ years that he's been listed as probable with the right shoulder. Anyway, I agree with you. I think Brady does play. I don't think he'll play that long. Before we get into some other specific guys, specifically Watson and Wilfork, I think, would be at the top of the list, but how much emphasis do the Patriots put on winning this game? And I understand what Bill says, we're going to play it like every other to win it, and I believe him. But who are the guys that will be on the field trying to win it?
I think that'll change, as I said, as the game goes along. I think you'll see starters out there early on, just so I don't think you have the luxury of that you're playing so well for the last month and a half where you totally rest guys. I think you want them out there, get them a tune-up. It may even be, as we've seen at times in the preseason and in his tenure here, guys play until Bill feels like they've done enough, that they've had whatever he wanted done on the field done. If they stink it up, maybe they play longer than he could possibly play them if they come out and drive right down the field. You know, if Brady's boom, 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 5 of 6 on the opening drive, couple runs for Dylan, couple runs for Maroney, and they march right down the field, I think there's a chance that's it. And you go, you know, to the backups in a lot of positions. If not, maybe they play a few downs, a few series if they're not playing that well. So I don't think the outcome of the game is of the utmost importance. I think it's how the team is playing and what you think the individual units, the individual players, need to get done to prepare for the following weekend.
Almost like one of those preseason games where, you know, maybe the second preseason game where it's not necessarily how long they play but how many snaps.
Right.
And if they go down and put together a 12-play drive to open the game, that might be all you see of them. If they go 3 and out 3 times, it might be in the middle of the second quarter by the time they get out.
Right. And it could be one of those, if they play really well, they're out quickly. If they play really poorly, they might also be out quickly, because if Brady takes a couple big hits, Bill might say, you know what, this is ridiculous. I'm not risking anything else. It's the middle of the road where you don't know if they're sort of sloppy, you know, how it goes from there.
All right. Specifically now with some players, Vince Wilfork, Benjamin Watson, both saw some practice time during the course of the week. They hadn't really seen any over the last couple in games that they've sat out. Do you play these two guys?
Yeah, if they're healthy, if they're cleared, if there's no risk, obviously that's a medical decision, what the doctors tell you, but I'm assuming that they're practicing, it means they're pretty close to 100% or ready to play. I would play them because I think you need to play a little bit before you go into a playoff game where literally every play is the difference between your season going on and ending, especially Watson on offense. I think you want to get him back into the flow of the game maybe a little bit. And the same thing with Wilfork on defense. I wouldn't play them the whole game just to get them reps. You know, they would sort of fall in line with the rest of my starters, but I'd like them to get reps.
To a lesser extent, guys that have been dealing with injuries, Maroney and Rodney Harrison, both returned last week against Jacksonville. Do you give them another game, or again, you know, you have to play it by ear and see how they feel, and as long as they're ready, I would imagine you put them in the same category.
Yeah, I would put pretty much everybody in the same category where I want them to play, want them to stay fresh, get some reps, but not get nicked up. You know, I'm guessing, you know, they didn't monitor Harrison at all last week, so I'm guessing he's basically 100%, or, you know, there's not a huge injury risk. Same thing with Maroney. I didn't get the impression they were monitoring him in terms of watching what, you know, whether he got re-injured. So those are guys that I want heading into the postseason playing as well as they possibly can. I thought we saw flashes from Maroney, especially that 27-yard run was sort of brought the clock back to Cincinnati when he was, you know, having that breakout game there at the Bengals. So I think you want to keep them moving forward and progressing. The whole team is progressing, I feel like, over the last 2 weeks. You want to try and keep that momentum going heading into the postseason by playing them at least in the early going against Tennessee.
Okay, before we wrap this up, and I don't want to turn it into PFW in progress, but real quick, since we don't really have any transactions to discuss, matchup that you would favor over another in the postseason?
I think it's sort of a toss-up. I think arguments can be made for the Jets. I think arguments can be made for Denver. I would probably take Denver because I think they're not playing as well defensively as they were the first time around this year. That's always been the challenge for this team, is struggling with that speed-based front and the linebackers. But I don't think they're playing as well as they were earlier in the year. They have a rookie quarterback. I think that makes them somewhat of a question mark heading into the postseason. And in general, I'm not sure they're playing all that well. Whereas in New York, the Broncos might be more talented, but I feel like the Jets are buying into themselves, have some momentum, and are a more dangerous unit, you know, because of whatever Mangini's been able to get them to do to come together as a team.
Now, you and I are probably on the same page on that. But with that, we'll put an end to this Roster Report podcast. Back to you, Laura.
Thanks, guys. Remember to check Patriots.com for all the news on your favorite team. Have a happy and safe new year. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!